For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Guy Dozier thought he had planned for the worst when he built his two-story home 30 years ago. Just a 20-minute drive from Myrtle Beach, his home in Conway is elevated 5 feet above ground, higher than any anticipated flooding. That is, until Hurricane Matthew late last year.
It was just one more dirty, stinky, nasty mess.
The storm's intense rains rose the nearby Waccamaw River to just inches below his floor. The stagnant water lingered there for days, ruining the air ducts and insulation underneath his home. He and his family left by boat.
The National Guard came by and helped us get some of our provisions.
He says this is the third time in 20 years flooding has damaged his home, and he's sick of it. Dozier is one of many in Conway who want the government to buy out their homes.
I think it's just the frustration. We just don't want to go through this again.
The government buys out homes that repeatedly flood on the condition that nothing is built on that plot of land again. It's one house removed from the floodplain. Adam Emmerich is planning director for the city of Conway. He says this is a way to protect people and property from flooding yet to come.
It creates a larger spillway for water, and it removes people from harm's way. We know there's going to be flooding in the future, and by buying these people out, by removing them from harm's way, it's a proactive measure to keep them safe.
Conway participated in a similar buyout program after Hurricane Floyd in 1999. Emmerich says 22 houses were purchased and demolished. The recent storms have been an impetus to repeat the once successful project.
Everyone who lives here is impacted. You can't get through the roads you want to get to. You know people that are having to get a kayak to get to their house. So we knew pretty much from the start that we needed to do something to help these people.
The city is hoping to get a grant from the federal government to help cover the cost of buying out more than 60 homes. But not everyone who was flooded wants to move, like the Gants, a couple in their 80s. Bobby Gant loves his home of more than 50 years and doesn't want to leave.
It's a brick house on the ranch style, about 7 rooms. Has fireplace, hardwood floors, nice big yard, circle drive. And we enjoy the neighborhood, churches, schools, shopping centers.
Gant and his wife, Virginia, do worry about more bad weather, but the older they get, the harder it is for them to leave.
Well, we're concerned about flooding. We don't know when, nobody knows when it'll come again, but right now we plan on staying here.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency recognizes buyouts are the most effective way to move people out of the flood zone. But some say the program is small and slow. One of those critics is the National Resources Defense Council, an environmental advocacy group. The group argues FEMA doesn't spend enough on these buyouts, especially when compared to how much the agency spends on relief after a disaster. FEMA funds hundreds of home acquisitions each year. But agency administrator Michael Grimm says despite buying out several properties that repeatedly flood, those types of properties have increased by nearly 30% over the last decade.
It is hard to catch up in that disasters are happening, you know, all over the place. It's flooding is the most common type of disaster, and we are always playing catch up and trying to get as far as we can.
On the lawn outside her one-story childhood home in Conway, 65-year-old Mary Phillips wants her home to be bought out because she can't in good conscience rent or sell it to another person knowing the flood risks.
I don't want anybody to go through this. There's no way I could do that. It's like, do you want to take a chance on living here, whether it's rent or buy this from me?
Phillips hopes Conway gets the federal funding it's waiting for to begin the buyouts. And this would likely be the first round of more buyouts to come. The city wants to continue the program. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Conway.